Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
All right, our listeners clearly can't see this. I can't wait till we add a video feed to our studio. But Tracy, what the heck is on your face? Something has gone awry.
I was wondering if you were going to notice how beautiful I look today.
Listen, everybody is noticing.
Well, Russ, here's the thing. I have to be on, as you know, International Podcast Day is coming up. Do not laugh at me. This is some serious stuff right now.
Please do not present yourself this way on International Podcast Day.
Well, we have several TV appearances coming up in the U.S. and in Canada, and so I need to look
my best.
So
scary.
I'm sorry. I know, and I'm sorry, but I had to come to the studio today with my detox mask on, and here is why.
Tell me, please.
I got this amazing detox mask from Teamy. Do you remember when
Teamy Adi, that was an awesome episode.
It was an awesome episode, and in gratitude for that awesome
episode, she gave me some products. Awesome.
Yeah, So don't you think this wonderful detox mask looks good?
All right, I don't feel so scared anymore since you told me where it came from.
Well, yes, because it's all natural. And the reason why I've been wearing it pretty much 24/7 is because it's working such magic on my skin and getting me ready for my TV appearances. Right, so how about that?
Please do not get any of this stuff on the studio equipment. All right, we have...
Okay, well, wait. Now I have a face for radio.
Now we both do. All right. We've been very blessed with the high caliber of guests that we've had on our show, including Teamy Adi, I like to call her. Maybe today's guest will inspire you as well. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. 100 episodes. We're almost there. We started, Tracy, with 2 tin cans and a string, and now we are on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. We got the Spoke app from SiriusXM. I think there's a bunch more. This is where listeners can hang out with us at the intersection between personal and business growth. We call it Journey to There. You can binge listen online at journeytothere.com if you missed any episodes. Now, Tracy, you know I'm a pretty athletic dude, right?
Yes. I do know that about you.
Not too shabby for my age. Now, this girl...
I know you like to take your shirt off all the time.
Oh, stop it.
This I don't appreciate it, by the way.
Yeah, like I appreciate the new look here. This girl can probably kick my tushy when it comes to athleticism. Whoever booked this guest for us should get a raise here at the studios. But
thank you.
What do we have going on here, Tracy?
Well, actually, I'm so excited on a lot of levels to introduce you to Meredith, because Meredith Rigdon we met at a female, business. And it was this event was a skirt conference in Atlanta. And so that was a great testimony to the intersection.
Now that's why I wasn't there.
Business and personal growth. So, hey, Meredith, now I'm going to let you do a little more detailed introduction of yourself, but I just want to tell our listeners that this woman is a powerhouse, because not
Extreme.
Only is she an entrepreneur who runs an amazing marketing strategy company, but she also just completed, and I want to emphasize, completed the Ironman 70.3. Woohoo! Welcome, Meredith.
Hey, y'all. So it was actually the world championship. I'm actually having a hard time. People are like, this is a big deal. You should be proud of it. And I am, but it's so personal. It's such a personal experience, and it's something that's just a part of who I am. And so, apparently it was a big deal. Yeah, that was actually my 70.3, over the course of the past 2 years that I've completed.
Oh my God, so, I'm dying over here right now. That was your sixth. Okay, you're going to have to help our listeners understand. First of all, we need to tell them what the Ironman 70.3 is, because I'm pretty sure that not everybody has a six-time experience with that.
Gosh.
And second of all, please tell us the difference between just your regular old 70.3, like that was nothing, and the world championship.
So, Okay, so to start, Iron Man is the company that puts on the triathlon that everybody hears about. Most people have seen the MDOT logo, the Iron Man. It actually started 40 years ago this year. This year is the 40-year anniversary of Iron Man. Started when this group of people decided it would be cool to see if they could swim 2.4 miles, bike 112, and then run a marathon, like all in succession as one event. And now it is a worldwide sport. And so then there's also, so that's the full Ironman, is the 140.6 mile event.
Oh my goodness.
And the level that I compete at. Yeah, those people are incredible. The level that I compete at is the 70.3, which is a 1.2 mile swim, a 56 mile bike, and then a 13.1 mile run. And it's funny because I tell people like about it, and I'm like, it's fun, you know? It's, I feel like I can race that distance. Because
and they look at you how?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm not, you know, independently wealthy. I'm not necessarily bored. I have a huge career. I'm a single mom of two amazing young children, a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, who absolutely keep me busy in their own right. Super involved in my community. I'm actually in a leadership program in my city right now that's almost like a mini MBA. So I have a few things going on.
A few?
Training. Yes.
Listen, because of you, they should change it to the Iron Woman Challenge.
They do.
Oh, my gosh. You know people are saying. Yeah. People are probably questioning that, right? Because, I mean, why does it have to be the Iron Man and it can't be the Iron Person? I'm just kidding.
You know, okay. Honestly, yeah. Well, and my daughter has a little shirt that I bought her at the first, we call it Iron Man branded, at my first Iron Man event. It says, I love my Iron Mom,
That's
which
cool.
is so fun.
Oh,
so
that's
I guess
so
you
cute.
Could call me an Iron Mom. Yeah, but the World Championships you have to qualify for. So to get to that race that I just did in South Africa, you had to either qualify, earn a spot at a previous 70.3, or Women for Try, which is a nonprofit aligned with Ironman, working to bring more women into the sport, to your point. They then open up more slots. And so Women for Try took the top 400 women in the world that had not qualified and offered us all spots to go to South Africa and compete. And I'm still thinking that I'm going to get an email where they're like, we need you to ship us that medal back because we actually let the wrong Meredith in.
Oh,
but
stop.
I did it. I went, I took it. I ran with it. That's how I got in.
Do you by chance know the ratio of men to women in the event on average?
Yes. There were 4,500 total athletes competing. About 1,300 of those were women.
Oh.
So there's a significant amount of women competing. And what's so cool about World Championships, last year I was my team's Sherpa. And when you're a Sherpa, it's actually as fun as competing. When you love the sport, it is, because you get to follow your team around. You support them. You're supporting them emotionally. You can't actually do anything for them. But you follow them around. You cheer for them all day. You track them on the Ironman tracker. And so when the women get their own race day, it's just super cool. There's a different feeling to it. So that's how I even know that quickly how many women there were. And there's a big effort to get more women to Kona, which is the full Ironman World Championships. And that happens every year in Kona. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, the full? Can you, just for curiosity purposes, tell us what the full one involves? I'm like, I can't even pick my jaw up off the floor right now.
Yeah, so I know. Well, and that's the thing. So I remember when I was just a runner, and I know that's so obnoxious to say. I remember when I was just a runner, I was living in Los Angeles at the time. I was working for Michelin, and they had moved me to Los Angeles. One of my friends was like, you're not really a runner until you do a marathon. And I was like, I don't really want to do a marathon. Like, I like just going running, and this is how I explore the city. It was how I was learning LA at the time. And he was like, nope, you're not really a runner. And of course, my little competitive nature, I was like, I'll show you. So I thought I would be smart and enter the lottery for the New York Marathon and then be like, oh, darn, I entered the lottery. I didn't get in. Well, I did get in.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. So, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I had to run the New York Marathon, which was an amazing experience. So I was living in L.A. and then flew to New York to run the New York Marathon. But the same thing happens in Ironman. When you start doing triathlons, if you tell someone, oh, yeah, I just did a triathlon, they'll go, was it Ironman? You did an Ironman? It's like that association. And so even now people will ask, you know, 70.3 is considered a half. And they'll say, oh, are you going to do a full? And right now, no, I don't. It's not in my heart. I don't have the desire for it. And an event of that level, a lot of people do it as a bucket list thing. It takes them, you know, 15, 16 hours, bless them, to complete it. And for me, I just don't have the desire to do that yet. I love, y'all laughed when I said it, but I love the 70.3. It really does feel like I'm racing. You know, it's fun.
I bet it does.
I feel like, yeah.
So, the funny thing is you say it's a bucket list thing, but it's one of those things where you're up against, you know, the aging of your body. So it's like, that's one of those things you got to get done quickly.
I think that's a subtle way of Russ asking how old you are.
I'm not even going down that road.
No, perfect timing. And here's what's funny about Ironman too. And that's a great point that you would bring that up. It's actually, I mean, there's certainly young, you have to be 18 to compete in an Ironman.
18 or older.
But there are 18 or older. Okay. There are a lot more older athletes, I would say middle age athletes, than there are younger athletes. It becomes something, you'll see people later in their careers doing it. And if you go look at, you can look at the start list of an Ironman, and if people listed it when they registered, it'll show what their title is or what their job is. And it's a lot of C-suite. It's a lot of upper level managers, people late in their careers. It becomes something that they want to do. A lot of people, it is one and done. For me, I will admit it, it's a full on obsession. I love the sport. I even just love the process of training. For me, it does so much for my life and for my career. It's so much more than a race for me. It really is. So we've got a guy, we call him the ageless wonder on our team, and he's in his 70s, and he's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to chime in on the C-suite participants and, well, I suppose middle-aged side of that as well. But so I have an experience one and done. I was one of the one and doners. And the synchronicity in this is actually pretty humorous. So I was running a company, and that was a very stressful CEO position that I held. And as a result of that, I was putting in a tremendous amount of hours working as the CEO of this company called Ladies Who Launch. And it was just, we were in a really accelerated growth phase at the time and raising capital and launching a franchise. And so it was just a really complex and stressful time, but I loved every minute of it. But my outlet was running, because what I would do is basically I would just put my running shoes on, and it gave me a really great opportunity to think and to process. And I mean, love that so much. So I have a girlfriend who is a personal trainer, and she essentially talked me into doing a half marathon, the 13.1. And I said to her, so now we live on the East Coast, and I said to her, I will commit to doing this 13.1. However, we're going to have to do it in a really fun place, because I need to be motivated, not just to do it, but I need to be motivated as to where to do it. And so I picked the Los Angeles Rock and Roll Half, which was completely in alignment for me, because I worked in the radio business for so long and I love music and spent a lot of time working in the business, you know, in and out of Nashville and other markets. And so for me, the Rock and Roll Half was like, yes. And so I'll never forget feeling like I was going to die and running through Sunset Boulevard. It was so amazing to me. So I just think that's so fun that you went from LA to New York and I went from the East Coast to LA to run it.
So, isn't that funny? When that's something you said, like I tell people, like I get to do this. It really feels like a privilege. And then I get to go to places that I would not otherwise go. And I get to explore them racing, riding my bike, which is just, the, for me, the coolest way to explore.
If you can ride a bike,
definitely.
Like, yeah. I just, I'm not particularly good at that. I wrecked my bike in the bike store parking lot.
God, Tracy.
Oh, goodness.
I wanted to ask you about the aspect of almost like addiction, because I have a roommate from college who started with the marathon in Atlanta on 4th of July. What is that? The Peachtree Road Race. He started with that. And since that time, he has flown all over the world to destinations. I think there's only two states left he has not run a marathon in. He's run marathons overseas. He's addicted. He's addicted to running marathons. He's trying to conquer the world. And it's turned into something where it's like he has to do it. Do you feel that way?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I see it in a very healthy sense. Of course I would. But what happens is it does so much for you mentally. It does so much for how you live your life. You become more organized. You become you know what you want. When you do something like marathons or these, when you start to get to the half iron or the Ironman distance triathlons and you do more than one, you get a coach like I do. I'm on an amazing team. Yay, Tri-Marnie. I have to give them credit. My coaches are incredible and they're really about knowing us as a person. And I've learned this attitude from them that it's a healthy obsession because it makes us better at everything that we do. And the team that I'm on, we are so supportive. And actually last year, my coach Marnie had an unfortunate medical event happen to her the morning of World Championships last year. And so then she had an incredible comeback at a full Ironman event. And wow. As an amateur age group athlete, she was the most tracked athlete at the entire event. And I think it's because Marnie and Carell teach us such a healthy approach to the sport. And it's contagious. You can't help but want to be around them, be like them, and learn how to be. They talk about making us strong, making us resilient. And I really feel like the physical effects that this sport has on my body translate mentally and emotionally, too. I just went through a divorce. And so many people said to me, and especially clients, some of my clients had no idea that this past year I went through a divorce. They had absolutely no idea. And I will say to forever that it's because of Ironman that people didn't know that I was able to continue to function. I was able to be available to my kids. And my business is growing like a wildfire while going through a divorce, while training for the World Championships. And I think it's because of what this sport does. And so, yeah, I'm obsessed. I'll say that all day.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm glad you brought up your business because I want to know more about, and we're all about the intersection of personal and business growth, as you know, and you seem to me the epitome definition of that intersection that you just run right through. And so tell us a little bit about, because when I met you and for our listeners, we met 7 years ago, but we haven't stayed in touch essentially. I mean, just maybe a social media post like here and there, but this is the first time we've actually reconnected since that time, 7 years old, because I remember your daughter was like two at the time. And and you were working for Michelin when we met. So tell me a little bit about give us a timeline of your story of starting your business. And I love it that it's growing like wildfire. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is incredible. So I live in Greenville, South Carolina, which Google it or get on Instagram and look at the hashtag. Yeah, that Greenville, because I think there's something like 20 Greenvilles in the U.S. And so the amazing PR team in Greenville came up with the Yeah, that Greenville, because they were like, we have to set ourselves apart. We have so much to offer. I live in a city with an incredible business and entrepreneur community. And when I was working for Michelin, I had an absolute ball. I had an incredible career at Michelin. I had some people who believed in me, who invested their time in me, and ended up running communications for North America for the agriculture division, which was a ball. My marketing director that I worked for, she was, I can credit her for my marketing career, because she was the one that believed in me, that fought to get me out of sales. I went into sales with a marketing degree because they said, well, you don't have marketing experience, but you've got sales experience. And I knew I wanted to work for Michelin. So that was how I got there. My marketing director, Robin, knew how badly I wanted to work in marketing. She pulled me over. I was having an absolute ball. And then a recruiter from a company called Sealed Air, and you probably haven't heard of Sealed Air, but you've heard of Bubble Wrap.
Oh, yeah.
That's the company that makes Bubble Wrap. It's a packaging and hygiene chemicals company. Well, they were looking for someone to help them start their corporate communications department that had both technical product experience and heavy writing and communications experience. And they found me on LinkedIn, and this corporate recruiter started calling me, and I had just had my son. I had actually just started competing in triathlons. When you start in triathlons, you start at what they call the sprint distance. Well, some people go all in and just do an Ironman to start, but I started at the sprint distance. I had just started doing triathlons. I was loving my job at Michelin. This recruiter started calling me, and I told her, oh my gosh, I can't believe now that I said this, but I remember I was like, I work for Michelin. Go away. You know, like I just felt like I was that. The pinnacle, I work for Michelin in marketing. You can't touch me. Sure enough, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And ultimately, Michelin is still a family-owned, privately-held company. It was an amazing experience to work for the French and learn from them. I got to travel to France a lot. But for Sealed Air, they were publicly traded. This team was in New York. I was just completely sold on the VP of communications and felt like it was a great next step for my career where I could learn a different kind of PR. And so I took it. And almost immediately after I made that move, Sealed Air then announced that everyone working for the company had to move to Charlotte, North Carolina. And I started this conversation by saying how fabulous Greenville, South Carolina was. And so that was a problem for me because I love Greenville and was very involved in the community and cycling. I was on a board working for safety and infrastructure for cyclists and just to make Greenville a better place for everyone, no matter if they had a car or not. And so I was pretty invested in the community. And so when that happened, Sealed Air did give me a pretty decent time frame to make the move. And so I knew I had time to decide, well, do we move? I was still married at the time. Or do I go try to find another job now that I've left Michelin, which was one of the best employers in town if you wanted to work in marketing. So I put myself in the Greenville Chambers Pacesetters program, which is a group mentoring program for young professionals. And young professionals is people under 40. My 39th birthday is in 2 days, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
And when I see Russ, you got her age. You got her age out of her.
It took 22 minutes.
Hey, come to an Ironman, and as the people are running by, this is the only way you could ever not have to ask a woman her age. If you come to an Ironman and cheer, it's usually written on their right calf. It's so we know who we're competing with because you compete within your age group.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
Now that's the reason I'm not going to do it. I was going to do it, but now I'm not going to do it because I'd have to put my age on my sleeve.
All right. Now talking about all of this, this business stuff, you are such a great example of the intersection between personal and business growth. I could go on asking you questions for another hour and a half. We need to kind of get ready for Tracy's takeaways. But Tracy,
well, we have to hear one thing. We have to hear
Tracy,
how she actually started the business.
I know. I want to get to that, and that's my little teaser. But I have to recompose myself because it's been 24 minutes. I can't get used to this teamy detox Halloween mask you're sporting.
Okay, well, you know what? You can think it's funny, but it is making me have face glow. It is moisturizing my face, and speaking of age, it has been the perfect anti-aging. I have seen serious results in the last 3 weeks since I've been using this, and I you would be able able to tell if
once you take it off,
I wasn't wearing the mask right in front of you. Right, exactly. So I am a big fan of the Teamy Detox mask. God, why can't I say mask? It's like, but I am a
because,
big fan of
because
the
it's taking over
mask.
Your, it's taking over your well, face, it, but it's all good. It's all good. All right, Tracy's takeaways, but we do need to fulfill the teaser as to what we left off with.
Oh, so yeah. So I ultimately, when I joined this group mentoring program through the Greenville Chamber, the two mentors that I got were entrepreneurs. And so I thought that I joined that program, you know, it's a typical, I'm going to network. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I need to find another job. Ended up in a year-long program with two entrepreneurs who took me around the city and the business community of Greenville. Had a few little freelance jobs fall into my lap. And I remember near the end of my year in that program, I took them out to lunch and I said, hey, y'all, I've got a crazy idea. And it probably sounds about as crazy as doing a triathlon. What if I started my own business? Like, this stuff has fallen into my lap. What if I actually focused on it? And it was their answer was almost like, we were wondering when you were going to ask, you know? And so they then introduced me to people, made sure I had a good accountant, that kind of thing. I mean, and it was just a matter of having a plan and setting my mind to it. You know, and every day I've talked to entrepreneurs who have failed and entrepreneurs who have succeeded. And I really think the difference is in, there's a guy that owns a very successful video company in Greenville, and he laughed one time and he said, we all have to be a little bit psycho. He's like, some days I'm like, what am I doing? I have to quit. I have to quit. And then 5 minutes later, I go, I'm not going to quit. I'm amazing at this. And it's kind of like Iron Man. People say that you're crazy to do that. But I line up at that start line. And in my head, I'm like, I've got this. I'm going to do this. I will see you at the finish line. And I think it's the same. I think it's the same for life. You have to stay positive. As an entrepreneur, I've got employees who are counting on me to grow the business, to provide their careers for them. I'm going to stay positive. Stuff's going to happen. That's okay. I'm going to conquer it and I'm going to make it to the finish line. And so I think that's really, I cannot say that I have gotten this on my own because I've got mentors, certainly my coaches. There's a huge intersection for me with what my coaches teach me and how it affects my personal and business life. It really does. It's a huge part of my life.
Very nice.
To do triathlon. So, yeah.
Well, so with your coaches, I was thinking about this as you were talking, not only about the sustainability that it takes to actually do the training and everything that you do to complete this Ironman successfully, but also to run a business and be a mom. So do your coaches work with you on nutrition? Is that something that
yeah.
they reinforce? Because I would imagine that your nutrition aspect is extremely important to the overall success of your business and your fitness routine.
Yeah, absolutely. So my coaches, they're a husband and wife team, Marnie and Carell, and they're like the perfect combination because he had a very successful career in cycling, and Marnie was a competitive swimmer in college. They are both incredibly gifted athletes, and she is actually a sport dietitian. She just published her first book. So because to be able to train and compete the way that we do, and people will ask me, like, how do you feel afterwards? No, I've never done a full Ironman, but after a 70.3, I feel pretty good. And in South Africa, I competed on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Marnie's going to slap me when she hears me say this. I mean, I was having to run around the race course chasing my teammates. You're supposed to take it a little bit easy, but I was excited, and I wanted to cheer them on, and you have to get to certain places to see them. I felt great. But yeah, she's very prescriptive and before, during, and after racing and training with our nutrition. There are certain products, you know, that we have to use to make sure that our bodies can take what we do to them. So it matters. Nutrition is huge.
Right. So. Well, I know you've heard Russ teasing me about my wearing my Teamy Detox mask. But I'm being serious right now. I mean, I hate it that you got subjected to what it visually looks like, but I wanted to ask, so I've been really excited, like you were saying, you were so excited that you ran an extra, you know, extra time, and so I'm really, truly very excited about these upcoming TV appearances for International Podcast Day. They're going to be great fun, and it's really awesome to be recognized as an industry expert and being featured, but it's TV, right? So have you ever done any of the, like the detox programs with any of like the detox teas or anything like that?
I have not, but the mask is sounding really interesting because especially now that I'm turning 39 in 2 days, at my next Ironman race, they're going to be riding a 40 on my calf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, so, see, I had her at anti-aging.
Yes, you did.
So you haven't done one before, but I have been doing, when they sent me the detox mask, they also sent me the skinny teamy detox 30-day program, and I thought this is so incredibly perfect timing, the synergy on this, because TV adds it adds like 10 pounds. So I've been doing this detox pack, and it has, you drink the tea like during the day, and then you drink colon cleanse tea at night. But the thing about it is that it has really given me a ton more energy. In fact, yesterday my husband was like, "Why are you so hyper?" And I'm like, "I'm not hyper. I'm happy." Because I was just really like up and my energy level is up, and I definitely can tell that it's reduced my bloating. Now, I have not gone running since I started to do it because I just haven't really had the time. But between doing the mask and doing the tea, it just is just like my skin complexion is better. So anyway, since you haven't done it, highly recommend it if you ever feel so inclined. But I love that you are so focused on the nutrition side of your life balance, the fitness side of your life balance, and the fact that you are really making a statement for women entrepreneurs that, you know, so many people say, oh, I could never have quote unquote time for that. And I suggest listeners that if you worry about your time management, then just look up Meredith, and she is the walking example of time management. Yeah. So my takeaway, I just want to say my takeaway is
good segue.
You have time if you create the time and you make the time. So that is my takeaway. Yeah. You have the time if you create the time and you make the time.
Meredith, what do you take away from this episode with Tracy and I?
I would take away that I think I want to look younger.
Listen. Folks, go to her website. She does not have that problem. By the way, your website is narrativesc.com, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Now, we're a full service digital marketing and PR agency. And yeah, we have a ton of fun.
It's narrative strategic communications, but does the SC have a double meeting with the being South Carolina based?
Look at you. It does. Yeah, because I really am proud. And actually, just earlier this week, South Carolina was ranked really high in states for female entrepreneurs. And I would say it's got a lot to do with Greenville, because Greenville is so business friendly, so supportive of the entire entrepreneur community, including women. It's just, I am one lucky girl. This is an athletic community. It's an entrepreneurial community. And I have never been held back or had any issue because I was a woman. It's almost like it's even been an advantage for me. Everyone has just welcomed me with open arms, both in the sport and in business.
Well, you're kind of easy to like.
Yeah, very easy.
You're very easy to like. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that everybody is in complete adoration of you right now, which is not to, you know, pump up that ego, because you're so incredibly humble. The way we started out the episode, you're like, oh, yeah, I ran a good Ironman. But you are a freaking powerhouse, girlfriend.
I'm impressed. Give us a few of the social media channels that our listeners can get you on.
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram. You can follow my training and life and business adventures. That's the best place to find me. It's Mayor Rigdon 79, MereRigdon 79. I would also say follow my coaches. That's Tri Marnie, TriMarnie, because a lot of times I train with them. We do camps together, and you can just get an idea of, they're entrepreneurs too, but it's that, and you know, there's a there's a woman-owned company. Talk about a powerhouse. But just to, if you're curious about that triathlete lifestyle, about what it takes, you know, I have to give them so much credit for where I am. I'm what's called a women's advocate for Trek bicycles. So you'll see a lot of pink bikes on my Instagram feed. I am a very, very lucky girl. I have two custom hot pink Trek bikes. And Tracy, you were
I want to see pictures.
You were talking about wrecking in the parking lot of the bicycle store. That's actually what I do. So I represent Trek to keep women.
She wrecks bicycles in the parking lot.
You just help people people like me get back up.
Yeah, exactly. And so I lead women's rides. I teach women how to ride. If a woman wants to learn, what do I do? How do I even just tackle a sprint triathlon? I am not a coach by any means, but I could point them in the right direction. I'll take them on bike rides. A good friend of mine is doing her first Olympic next weekend, and she's super excited about it. And I've taken her on a few bike rides. But yeah, because cycling is a male-dominated, highly technical sport, and it can be pretty intimidating for a woman. And so Trek had the idea that if they employed women in local markets to actually have that human touch, that if you went into a Trek store and said, I want to ride, but I don't know where or how, their answer is, we've got a girl. And I'm the girl in Greenville that they call.
You're making me want to move to Greenville. I spent a lot of time
tight,
there.
Sit tight, Tracy. We got things to do.
I'm serious. Like, I'm sold. She could teach me how to ride a bike. It's a great women entrepreneurial community. I could be a women entrepreneur advocate there. I'm moving in. You want a business partner in your company? Because I don't have enough businesses right now. I'd love to.
Oh my gosh, that would be so incredible. Listen, Greenville is amazing. And actually, one of my clients owns a real estate company, so we can help you find a place to live, too.
Meredith, Tracy's going to sit tight. She's going to sit tight for a little while.
Yeah. All right.
I will politely ask.
I can't live without him.
Politely ask Tracy to peel her mask off. But seriously, have to thank Teamy for providing these awesome products for Tracy to try out. She absolutely loves them. You can see these products online, teamyblends.com. It's T-E-A, and then me is M-I, and then blends.com. Use the code JOURNEY20 for 20% savings on items over $34.99. It's really good stuff. Check out teamyblends.com. Special thanks to Meredith for joining us today. You were awesome. You rock.
Thank you so much. This was so fun. It was an absolute honor. Thank you so much.
You are definitely a true example of the intersection between personal and business growth. That is what Journey to There, the radio show, is all about. Catch our archived episodes online at journeytothere.com. Right now, I am going to go running, swimming, and biking.
Yeah. No, it's swim, bike, run.
I'm sorry.
You got the order wrong.
I might have to do it in another order.
Well, I'm going to go wash my face.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.